Danielle Jenkins, what's going on?
Hey, Brandon.
Today we're talking about how not to gain weight as a business owner. Ironically, Danielle and I were just talking before we started recording of how we got behind on our recording and how easy it is to gain a few pounds, which each of us may have done. Well, we did do, but Danielle didn't want me to acknowledge that, but it did happen. It does happen. And that's what we're going to talk about, right, Danielle?
It is. Yes. And as much as I was busting you about talking about my small 4 pounds that I may have gained over the last few weeks, it's very important to talk about, one, to make sure that these things don't happen. Two, to be aware that it does happen. And it's easy to happen. Like Brandon was saying, we were just talking about this before we came on the show to record about how easy it is to just let things slip. You know, it's one workout or it's one piece of cake, or in Brandon's case, two cakes. And then it's easy to fall behind and gain those couple pounds and feel not the greatest. And it's so important for us to feel great mentally, physically, so we can perform at the levels we need to. So, tell us your story about your
I was wondering why you were wearing black today. And now I understand why. Cause you
always wear black.
If you're just being, if you're just joining us, Danielle does always wear black. I'm always stressed when I come to record for the show because I always have to make sure I have a black shirt. whatchamacallit. I think that the bottom line is it can slip, and if it slips, it can turn into a downward spiral, and it is easy. So what'll happen, and you sort of described this, Danielle, earlier, which I partially agree with, but is you can, because you're working late and there's more work to get done than there is hours in the day, and you try to get it all done anyway, that before you know it, it's 8:30 and you haven't gone to the gym, but you're too tired to go to the gym because you still haven't eaten. And then it turns into this mess. So, and sometimes if you're doing business meetings and things or during holidays, it's easy to say, oh, well, it's just one holiday. I'm going to eat this and that. And then you don't exercise, which can offset some of those calories. And before you know it, in 3 weeks, you've gained a few pounds or 4 weeks, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And if you don't catch that and be aware of it, then you find yourself continually gaining weight, and then you feel bad about yourself. It's this downward spiral, mm-hmm. and it just happens. It happens to all business owners at some point. Yeah. I don't say all. Some people may be able to have that discipline, but it's really hard because when you're growing any growing business, there's in general more hours in the day. And sometimes you need to delegate. Yes, you need to do all those things, but still you feel like you've got to be doing that. I think, Danielle, mm-hmm. you were talking about it earlier today when we were texting about how you just feel guilt that mm-hmm. you're not doing that. And that is our fault as business yeah. owners, but whether it's good or bad, it does happen.
It does. And, you know, we're both so busy right now. We have not only the regular companies that we own and run, but also we're taking on new projects of exciting new things that we can talk about later on. But with the growth of these things, and even though our daily routines may be the same, I still find myself doing more hours. You're doing more hours, you know, and the next thing you know, like you said, you are missing that workout and you're like, oh, you know, I'm exhausted or something. But for two very disciplined people, it's easy to just go, oh, I'll hit the Peloton tomorrow, or oh, I'll hit the gym tomorrow, and or I'll cut back on my calories. But then your mindlessness kicks in when you're sitting here working for 5 hours and you're eating a bag of, you know, chips or whatever that looks like. So it's really easy to be done. And I find a lot of my work is spent behind a computer, emailing, meetings. I'm in an office, whether I'm or behind the computer, whether I'm in an office or on my couch or whatever that looks like. Some business owners are in offices, some are on the road, but all three or more types of business owners can literally be subject to, I'm going to stop at McDonald's right now, or, oh, I'm going to have this meeting and then go home late, not work out. So there's so many things that can happen, but one thing I have learned is discipline does create confidence. I actually have that on my little home gym wall, because every time I do something that I say I'm actually going to do, it gives me a whole sense of like, I just did that. You know, I didn't let my negative thoughts or my laziness kick in. And so it really does give you that higher sense of confidence. And I think that's something to remember, because whether it's down to working out, the way you want to eat, a task on your to-do list, if you accomplish it because you say you wanted to do it, it will give you that sense of confidence.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I've done and I fall into is I'll say, oh, well, I don't have time for my normal workout. Mm-hmm. So then I just bail on the entire workout. Whereas last night I was working late and it was 7:30. And again, I said, well, I don't have time to do my full, to go to the gym. And I was doing shoulders and triceps. And I was like, oh, I don't have time to do that. But then I thought to myself, you know what? Just go in there and do 30 minutes and then you'll be home by 8:10 and I only live like 5 or 10 minutes away from the gym, and you know, you'll be at least got something in. And I did that and I wound up working out for an hour. And, but even if it is 30 minutes and that's all I got, at least you get something, and that keeps the momentum going. And I think that's the important part. Or another thing that I do, if I don't go to the gym, I'll still try to do 100 pushups, or I'll try to do 100 squats just with my own weight. And just that, it sounds funny, but it is something. And at least you feel like, okay, well, I accomplished something. So I think you, in my mind, I'm always thinking, oh, well, I don't have time for that whole thing, so I'm not going to do it. On a bike ride, I generally will bail on the bike ride just because it's very hard for me to ride my bike for an hour. Like if I'm going to get dressed and get on my bike, I'm usually riding two and a half hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes, sort of the minimum. Yeah. And it's just harder to get all that together. Whereas the gym or doing pushups or doing squats with your own weight, like try doing that. Try to do 100 squat. You don't have to do 100 reps in a row, but try to do your squats with your own weight for 100 reps. You are probably going to see it's some sort of workout. So it at least gets you into that mindset that you've done something. Cause if you don't, then what happens to me, one, is I start to feel guilty about it because I want to do it. And then two is you do actually, if you're used to working out, all the chemicals get screwed up and you actually wind up in this like, not depression in that sense. Yeah. Like you're off kilter. Your chemicals are off kilter. So now you're starting to get cranky or something. And it's just like everything's off. So those are the things that I do to combat it. And if for some reason I do eat cake or a slice of cake, I just don't eat. Those are the calories. Like you make your choice. Someone listening could say, oh, well, that's not healthy. Look, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it's just net calories. You could eat, it's better to eat protein and vegetables for your 1200 calories. But if you eat 1200 calories of cake, that's 1200 calories of cake. That's what you ate. You might not feel as good, but you don't then go eat the rest of your stuff because you didn't eat healthy. And what happens is people sometimes do that. So it really is total calories, period. How many you take in. I saw a guy who ate McDonald's and lost 20 pounds or something. And it's because he ate McDonald's and that was it. Once he got to his 1800 calories or whatever it was, he stopped eating. That was it. And
I mean, his heart may not be good and his cholesterol may not be good, but I mean, and his liver probably isn't great, but his calories are down.
So that's just the truth. So you have to think about that. And I think stress eating is definitely a thing. I think be disciplined, but people do it.
Yeah. There's been times I do. I think when we first started the show, we did something similar to this, where we talked about our kind of weaknesses when it came to stress. And for me, for the longest time, it used to be a McChicken. I haven't had a McChicken from McDonald's in ages. But that used to be my thing. I ate very well all the time. But if I really was kind of needing something like a cheat meal, that was my stressed go-to was a McChicken. Disgusting, I know. I'm sorry. It's so gross. But that's what I used to do. But now, you know, I don't even really know what I stress eat now. I usually eat pretty good. But things that I've learned as a business owner, making sure this doesn't happen, even though it has happened over the last 4 weeks, just down to not, sorry, Brendan and I had this talk earlier, just down to eating the same amount, but not burning enough. So even though I've been eating well, I haven't been burning the calories and I have not cut back on the calories that I've been eating. So with that, one thing that even Sergo and I both do is meal prep as much as we can, even just down to snacks. For me, especially right now, I'm working from home a lot. I'm doing a lot of meetings online. I'm just behind a computer pretty much all day. I will go out to the fridge and grab some strawberries or some blueberries or some fruit or some veggies that's already in a little container, because the thought of me having to leave my computer right now, going into the kitchen, cutting up some vegetables, which takes 10 minutes, but feels like an hour when you're in the zone, makes me not want to. And then I want to grab like a chocolate bar or something. So it's better to have that, go in, grab it from the fridge, come back into the office and at least munch that way. No, it may not be the healthiest. People are going to say, oh, you need to take the time to eat and enjoy it yourself. But when you're in that mindset of go, 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 and you're on a mission to accomplish something for your newest project, it's really hard to take yourself out of that mindset. And so if you're going to do that, eat something healthy that's already prepped rather than grabbing a chocolate bar.
I agree with you. The other thing I was thinking that you just reminded me of is I recently came to the conclusion that I was going to get a cook. I've always wanted a cook. I actually wanted a driver, but then Tesla got the full self-driving. So it's almost taken care of on that. This isn't luxury thing for me. It's just time optimization. Mm-hmm. And there is a service, at least here in the San Francisco Bay Area, where you can get a cook to cook your meals. They can come in once or twice a week and meal prep everything. And if you do the math, they'll even shop for you.
Oh, wow.
If you do the math, it actually makes sense. So, I mean, the food cost is the food cost, but the time it takes for you to make food or not make it and then not feel good, it is sort of a luxury, but it almost to me they've got it to a price where I think it was, I priced it out. We haven't pulled the trigger yet because we have to decide on the items that the recipes that we want, but I think it was $250 or $300 a week. And if you do the math and you eat out a few nights a week, which it happens to us, and you know, you say that each meal you eat out, if you're two people, it's like $40 for takeout or something that's decent, right? Like kebabs or something that's healthy. If you're a family of four, I'm sure that bill's like $75. Just do the math.
Yeah.
Right. Eating out, you start to get close to someone cooking for you.
Yeah. Like for healthier meals in your home.
Right. And this isn't the order of the meals. I've tried that. I have never found one. I don't know if you've tried that. I haven't found one that the food is like actually good.
Well, I'm definitely a foodie. I like to eat at a nice restaurant, but I do also enjoy cooking. But you're right. There's a lot of evenings that Sergo doesn't come home until 7:30. I'm not out of the home office until 7:30, 8 o'clock. Now I'm trying to make, you know, chicken, rice, and broccoli at 8:30 at night. We're starving. And sometimes it's just like, oh, let's just go grab gyros from the Greek place down the road. And though delicious and though not awful for you, they're still not the calories you had planned for. It's still not the meal you had planned for. And that food in your fridge is going to get wasted too, right? So there's so many components to all of that.
Yeah, I think you just have to look at that. I think that having a cook and planning those things just can fix a lot of the issues. And like you said, you can easily at 7:30 or 8:30 at night. I mean, if you have kids, you're going to probably have to plan better than that. But if you find yourself even at 7:30, it's easy to order out. Whereas if you have that meal and you can heat it up and it's fresher, I think some of those I'm not saying no to them. It's just the ones that I used. I think the issue is the days. So you're ordering a week or 2 weeks worth of food, but that food is actually have been made 2 days ago or 3 days ago because it ships to you. So there's like this whole process that you, time you're losing in that sense. And I think that just hasn't, for me, made the food. So maybe the food is fresh. So that's anyway what I'm thinking. But I think the real tips are is to be aware of it. Try to do something every day, even if it's just push-ups or
a walk.
Squats or a walk. Like a walk does count. I mean, you can do 2 miles in 40 minutes or something. You could... I mean, I hesitate to say do meetings that way because I try to unplug, but if you had to, I do try to walk around when I'm on the phone during the day and not sit at this desk here or the studio. And, you know, I try to walk around and I think that adds up. But I think the fact is it's just as a business owner that happens and you just have to catch it before it gets out of control.
Yeah, it's so easy to be done, especially when, like I said, you're in that mindset of, you have all these things, you're excited about your project, you want to get it done. And sometimes I've sat in here at like 7 a.m. and next thing I know, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm like, what happened? And what have I eaten? I've eaten one tangerine. You know what I mean? Like it really does happen to the best of us. And I would consider both of us very disciplined, organized, systematic people. And look at how it's just happened to us so quickly because we have all these new exciting things happening. So we're aware of it. We will be challenging each other to lose those couple pounds from the cake Brandon ate and the zero workouts that I've done over the last couple weeks. And we'll give you guys an update on our calorie and pounds situation next episode.
We will. If you are just tuning in, please hit follow so you don't miss any episodes. And if you have any tips, write into Danielle and I. Notes or information's in the show notes. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks, Danielle. We'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Bye, everyone.